W2VL repeater.
Everybody please stand by. I'll be starting the net momentarily. This is KC2FYJ. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Limark Information Net, held every Monday evening on this repeater at 8:30 p.m. Not have to be, moment. My name is Harry, KC2FYJ, and I will be net control for this evening's net. Before we begin, are there any stations with emergency traffic? The purpose of this net is to announce information that is of interest to Limark and its members. Everyone is welcome, and you do not have to be a member of Limark to check in. We will check in by category. The categories are officers and board members, committee chairs, W calls, K calls, M calls, AA through AL calls, Echo Link check-ins, and then IRLP check-ins, and then finally All-Star check-ins. When I announce your category, please give your call, and if you have traffic for the net, please state with traffic. Should you miss your category, there will be an opportunity for late check-ins after any traffic has been passed. I will now take check-ins for the net. The first category of check-ins is officers and board members. All officers and board members, please check in now. This is KC2FYJ.
KC2KND with traffic. Good evening, Harry.
Good evening. That recognizes K2KNB with traffic, and then the other station was all noise. Please try again.
WB2ZEX, I don't know what happened.
WB2ZEX recognized. Any other officers and board members this evening? Nothing heard. The next category is committee chairs. All Limark committee chairpersons, please check in now.
KC2ZVT.
N2RQ.
KD2FIU portable traffic.
NY2H.
The net recognizes KC2ZVT, N2RQ, KD2, I lost the suffix there, and then NY2H. Will that other station who was portable and with traffic please give me your suffix?
82FIU, traffic.
Sorry about that, George. I typed it wrong and then got confused. Any other committee chairs this evening? Nothing heard. We'll move on to the next category, which is K calls. All calls beginning with letter K. Please check in.
Kilo Echo 2, Bravo X-ray Hotel.
KC 1, SAM.
K 2, BCV.
KB 2, OIE.
AG 2, RY.
Kilo Bravo 2, HHU.
Hang on a minute. I'm having a small problem at this end. I lost some of those. I have KE2BXH, KC1SAM, K2BCV, KB2OIE, and I wasn't able to get the others, and I think I've got a mistake on what I referenced. So let's start first with any corrections. I'm sorry, that was KC2 what?
KC2
Charlie 2, Bravo, Echo Bravo.
KC2BZB. All right, any other K calls this evening?
KE2BPT, Kilo Echo 2, Bravo Papa Tango.
Kilo Golf 2, Radio JT, good evening.
Kilo Echo 2, Alpha Whiskey X-ray.
Kilo Bravo 2, HHU.
Okay, the net recognizes BPT, KG2RY. I believe the next one was KB2AWX. I'd like confirmation. And KB2HHU.
This is Kilo Echo 2 Alpha.
Thank you for that correction. I wasn't sure about the prefix. Are there any other K calls this evening?
Kilo Delta 2, Kilo November Hotel.
KD2KNH recognized. Any other K calls? Nothing heard. We'll move on to the next category, which is W calls. All calls beginning with W. Please check in now.
This is WB2KDG. I had a problem with Echo Link before.
W2TE.
WA2IAW.
WB2CMF.
WS2N.
Okay. The net recognizes WB2KDG, W2TE, WA2IAW, WB2CMF, WS2N, and then there was another station that was all noise. Please try again.
WA2RAS.
The net recognizes WJ2B. Your audio was way, way down. And WA2RAS. Any other W calls this evening? Nothing heard. We'll move on. This is KC2FYJ, Net Control for the Limark in Monday Night Information Net. Next, I will take check-ins from all calls beginning with the letter N. All calls beginning with the letter N, please check in now.
Answer Radio 3.
November 2, India, Charlie Delta.
Net recognizes N2ZUC and N2ICD. Any other N calls wishing to check in this evening? Nothing heard. We'll move on to the extra class calls. Calls beginning with AA through AL. Please check in now. Nothing heard. Anyone checking in this evening via Echo Link?
Yes, this is WW2RG.
Kilo Echo 2 Alpha Romeo Alpha.
W2RG. WW2RG and KE2ARA. Any other stations checking in by Echo Link?
W2ROB.
K0GIO.
W2ROB and K0GIO recognized. One last time, any other Echo Link stations this evening? Nothing heard. How about anybody trying to come in this evening via IRLP? Do we have any IRLP stations? Anyone coming in via the All-Star nodes tonight? Any other call signs groups that have not been mentioned already? Nothing heard. We'll do late check-ins after the traffic. This evening we have a couple of stations with traffic. First up is Richie K2KNB. Richie, please go ahead with your traffic.
All right, thank you, Harry. I just want to ask one question because I was distracted for a moment. Did 10WB2KWC sign in?
Jack, I don't remember hearing him. It does not look like he logged in, no.
All right, very good. This is Richie K2KMB. Good evening to all. Today is the end, or this evening is the end of the Jewish holiday of Yom Kippur. For any of you unfamiliar with it, we fast for about 25 hours, and then at the conclusion of the fasting period, eat more food than we'd normally eat in a week. So, that's the end of the day, but I hope everyone that celebrated had a good fast, an easy fast. All right, some traffic. First of all, people have asked, the Middle Island repeater is linked to W2VL at all times. Unless, for one reason or another, we may break it off. For example, in response to a need from Aries, we may link the Middle Island repeater up to the Plainview repeater so that there's a 440 link pretty much across the island for Aries to use for some event. But it's generally linked to W2VL. So if you're in range of the Middle Island repeater 449075, by all means, use that repeater. Although Ken did not sign in this evening, there should be a computer net this Wednesday night at 8:30, right here on W2VL. And that would be all things computer, any problems you're having, any new software, any new computer that you may have received, and just generally it's a good net. Questions get answered accurately, and for all topics, computer. So be sure to sign in for that. And then finally, we want to welcome Aiden Ryder, the new ham, KE2BXH. And Aiden is probably our youngest ham. For many of you who attended Field Day, Aiden was there with his dad, AWX. Or KE2AWX, I apologize for that. And he was operating, fell in love with the hobby, and got his license at our last CE session, so welcome Aiden. And if you heard him on the air already, sounds like a real pro. That's everything that I have. Again, thanks to everyone for signing in for this evening. And you can hear I'm almost without voice, don't know what's going on there, but we'll see you next week at the same time. Back to Net Control,
K2KNB. Okay, Richie, thank you for that traffic. And the other station listing traffic this evening was George, KD2FIO. George, please go ahead with your traffic.
KD2FIU Portable announcing that will not be holding shop net tonight. I have involved with other personal things going on. And back to you, Harry. Will not be holding the Limox Swap and Shop.
Okay, thank you, George. Does anyone else have traffic that they have not already listed for this evening's net? Nothing heard. Are there any late check-ins this evening? Late check-ins for the net tonight?
November 2, Lima Delta Yankee, N2LCY.
ELO Charlie 2, Alpha Delta November.
N2LDY and KC2ADN recognized. Are there any other late check-ins this evening? Nothing heard. What's next? All right. I'm going to recap. I don't think I need to recap the news tonight. There was very little of it. So at this point, I would like to thank everyone who checked into the Limark Information Net for their participation and support this evening. If you were listening but did not check in, please feel free to check in next week. This week, there will not be a swap and shop net as per George. So at this time, I'll ask Richie to start up Radio Newsline. 73, everyone. This is KC2FYJ Net Control. Please join us again next week at 8:30 p.m. for the next edition of the Limark Information Net. Good night, everyone. KNB, this is KC2FYJ. Are you going to start the news line?
Yeah, just stand by one, Harry. It's not taking the input right now. Let me double check.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure you had heard me. KC2FYJ clear.
Amateur Radio Newsline, report number 2395, with a release date of Friday, September 22nd, 2023, to follow in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The following is a QST. A club goes QRT after vandals destroy their equipment. Hams and Latvia celebrate the mechanical key. And Hams, it's almost time to head for the bunkers in the UK. All this and more as Amateur Radio Newsline report number 2395 comes your way right now.
From around the world, this is Newsline, Amateur Radio's independent on-the-air news and bulletin service. And now reporting from Valparaiso, Indiana, here's Paul Brown, WD9GCO.
We begin this week with the story of a ham radio club in Canada that is struggling with the loss of important radio equipment that was the heart and soul of the group. We hear about them from Cell MB, KB3TZD.
The Cambridge Amateur Radio Club, BE3FWR, went QRT earlier this month following a break-in at the shed where the club stores its equipment. The Kitchener-Waterloo Amateur Radio Club helped get them back on the air, while the Cambridge Club sorts out the damage and the losses from the early September incident. Members have been given use of the Kitchener-Waterloo Club's equipment and repeaters. Harry Neeson, BE3HZ, president of the Kitchener Club, told the CBC that it was natural for the club to open its doors to help fellow hams. According to a story on the CBC website, Scott Mitchell, VA3GGT, president of the Cambridge Club, said that the club's electric generator went missing along with numerous tools after the break-in. Part of the storage shed had been set on fire and the club's repeater suffered smoke damage. The club's duplexer had been thrown to the other side of the shed and was destroyed. Scott said he discovered the damage in early September after going to the shed to check on why the club repeater had not been on the air for a few days. He thought perhaps the extreme heat in that part of Canada had caused the shutdown. Temperatures were 40 degrees Celsius, including the humidity index. Scott posted on the club's Facebook page that although much of the shed was ransacked, quote, "thankfully our repeaters were the only thing they didn't break into." The incident has been reported to police. According to a report on iHeartRadio Canada, the losses and damage are estimated at between $2,000 and $3,000.
Amateur Radio Newsline will continue in 20 seconds.
This is Cell MB, KB3TZD.
In Maine, hams are getting ready to take on a life-saving project that addresses a need in one part of the region of the state. Andy Morrison, K9AWM, fills us in.
An amateur radio club in Maine says there is something important missing in one region of Aroostook County, an emergency amateur radio tower. The group, the Caribou Emergency Amateur Radio Service, plans to change that. Members are raising the estimated $35,000 they will need to build a 190-foot tower filling the radio void that exists between Caribou and the St. John Valley. The hams plan to install the tower on a 1.5-acre plot of land donated by Caribou Emergency Amateur Radio Service President T.H. Barrett, KL5YJ, and his wife Terry. They say the land's high altitude makes it an especially good location for a tower. When completed, this will be the Caribou Group's fourth tower for use by area hams for communication every day and in emergency situations. The new tower will also be a welcome addition to communicators around the region, according to Darren Wood, KC1ERZ, the director of Aroostook's Emergency Management Agency. He told the Bangor, Maine Daily News that all first responders in the area will benefit from having this kind of expanded radio access in a crisis. The funds being raised are expected to cover the cost of the tower, a backup generator that relies on solar and battery power, and other items. The Caribou Radio Group, which is a nonprofit organization, has also applied for an $8,590 community safety grant from the local utility, Versant Power, to purchase a repeater. This is Andy Morrison, K9AWM.
The Amateur Radio Operator's Toolkit for Disaster Assistance usually consists of towers, radios, antennas, and other communications equipment. Now, one club in Missouri has just added a new device, one that communicates with the heart. Randy Sly, W4XJ, brings us the details.
The Sedalia Pettus Amateur Radio Club has a new addition to its emergency communications trailer. It's an eight.
Amateur Radio Newsline will continue in 20 seconds.
Club has a new addition to its emergency communications trailer. It's an AED, an automated external defibrillator, which is capable of restoring the heart's natural rhythm in case of cardiac arrest. The small device was donated by an organization called Wear Red for Women, which raised the funds to buy it during a luncheon and auction earlier this year. The club's vice president, Richard Cameron, KE0QYA, told local media that the AED will be placed in the emergency communications trailer that hams use during disaster drills as well as real emergencies. This is Randy Sly, W4XJ.
You may have worked the Latvian contest group, YL1ZX, in any number of major contests in the band over the course of any year. Well, now those same hams are involved in another activity, one that its members have organized as kind of a celebration. We hear about it from Jeremy Boot, G4NJH.
Something special will be happening on 80 meters in a few short weeks. It's a celebration of the mechanical key used by many CW operators. This one-hour activity featuring bugs, side swipers, and straight keys will encourage amateurs to shake the dust off on the 13th of October and engage in as many QSOs as they can using a simple exchange. The activity frequencies will be between 3.520 and 3.560 megahertz. Operators will be calling CQMK, of course, for mechanical key. This is the third activity of this kind that the group would have hosted this year in hopes of recognizing these keys' increasing popularity. For details of the CD Operators Simple Exchange, see the link that can be found in the text version of this week's newscast. This is Jeremy Boot, G4NJH.
The ham radio community can once again be proud of some of the award winners being recognized by the Radio Club of America. Who are they? Neil Rapp, WB9VPG, tells us.
A number of amateur radio operators are being recognized by the Radio Club of America for their contributions to radio and the wireless community. Ruth Willett, KM4LAO, was chosen as the first recipient of the Radio Club of America's Carol Perry Young Professional Award. According to the RCA website, her selection was based on her work with the RCA's...
Amateur Radio Newsline will continue in 20 seconds.
According to the RCA website, her selection was based on her work with the RCA's Youth Activities Program and recognizes her pursuit of a career in the wireless industry. Ruth previously received the RCA's Young Achiever Award while she was an undergraduate at Kettering University in Michigan. The other recipients include Ray Novak in 9JA of ICOM America, who will receive RCA's Special Service Award. Tim Duffy, K3LR, the CEO of DX Engineering, is being recognized for products their business has provided to the wireless industry. They will join a number of others at an awards banquet in November in Denver, Colorado. The RCA has also announced the inauguration of two awards named for scientists prominent in the field of radio. The awards are named for entrepreneur and scientist Ulrich Rohde, N1UL, DJ2LR, and Nobel Prize-winning radio astronomer Arno Penzias. The first recipients will be named next year. The Ulrich L. Rohde Award for Innovation in Applied Radio Science and Engineering recognizes innovation and major contributions to wireless communications. The Arno A. Penzias Award for contributions to basic research in the radio sciences recognizes research in RF and related subjects. This is Neil Rapp, WB9VPG.
If your heart is set on getting that elusive Worked All States Award and the state of Wyoming is still missing from your log, wait no longer. Special event station W7Y will be listening for you from September 22nd to October 2nd. when operators around the state call QRZ, what they're really saying is, come and get Wyoming, which just happens to be the name of the event being organized by the Shiawassee Amateur Radio Club. Just as in previous years, Wyoming contacts are out there for the taking, so get on the air and go for it. For additional details, visit QRZ.com and look for W7Y, Come and Get Wyoming. It's time for you to identify your station. We are the Amateur Radio Newsline, heard on bulletin stations around the world, including the Montgomery Amateur Radio Club's KV3B repeater in Rockville, Maryland, on Sundays at 7:30 p.m. local time. What's better than camping out with friends and radios? How about camping out with more friends and more radios? That's why three Wisconsin amateurs are sharing their annual autumn tradition with the immediate world. Kent Peterson, KC0DGY, tells us what's going on.
Amateur Radio Newsline will continue in 20 seconds.
Kent Peterson, KC0DGY, tells us what's going on.
In autumn, you'll find Michael, KB9VBR, Travis, W9HDG, and Joe, KB9CJX, in the park together, camping and calling CQ as they have done for a few years now. This year, as October rolls around, they've decided to put out another call, a QST to anyone and everyone in the area who will be visiting to join them at the Clear Lake Campground in Northern Highlands American Legion State Forest. That park carries the POTA designation K7260, so you know what that means. The three ham hosts are calling this the inaugural Wisconsin Ham Radio POTA Campout, and it's taking place on October 13th through the 15th. According to the event website, you can activate as much or as little as you like, and use any mode you wish. Come for the weekend or just for the day. However, if you're going to camp, you'll need to make a reservation through the Wisconsin State Parks system. If you want to attend, you can use the contact form on the event website or email Michael directly. His email address and the campout website both appear in the text version of this week's newscast at arnewsline.org. Oh, and arrive prepared for the kind of outdoor weather that mid-October in Wisconsin can bring. The campout even has its own official t-shirt and hoodie, with either to be worn, depending on the weather. As for the weather, well, the organizers say this event will take place, rain or shine, or something else. This is Kent Peterson, KC0DGY.
History will come alive next month at numerous military bunkers across the UK. This is a radio exercise, not a contest, and organizers hope it will become a popular event every year. We learn more about it from Jeremy Boot, G4NJH.
Throughout October, hams and shortwave listeners around the world are getting a new chance to make contact with hundreds of Royal Observer Corps bunkers throughout the UK, including the Isle of Man. Active bases will be stationed all month at these important defence watching posts, just as other hams have done over the years, when the event was managed by a team at castles and stately homes on the air. Organisers of this event are dedicating it to the memory of Chris Darlington, M0DOL, who helped create the programme for the previous group. Chris became a silent key in the spring of 2017.
The Amateur Radio Newsline will continue in 20 seconds.
Chris became a silent key in the spring of 2017. The origins lie with the Coventry Amateur Radio Society, which made bunker activations a club event for some 4 years. Two hams, Brian, G8GMU, and Joshua, M3HBM, are credited with starting the activity as a low-power VHF and UHF exercise. Bunkers, of course, are used as observation posts, and in keeping with that mission, the organisers will be doing just that, see whether this is a viable program that can be launched in earnest starting in November. Visit the event website at the link that appears in the text version of this week's newscast script at arnewsline.org. This is Jeremy Boot, G4MAP.
In the world of GX, listen for Darren, VK4MAP, operating holiday style as 3D2RAT from Rotuma Island, IOTA number OC-060 until the 29th of September. Darren is using single sideband on 80, 40, 20, 15, 12, and 10 meters. QSL direct to his home call. The Emirates Amateur Radio Society is marking Saudi National Day with a special call sign A60ARS. The station will be on the air through to the 23rd of September. Details are available at QRZ.com. The call sign A91ARS will also be on the air through the 23rd, operating by the Bahrain Amateur Radio Society, QSL via EC6DX. Listen for John, AG7N, using the call DL/AG7N, as he operates Halle style from Norderney Island, EU-047, through to the 23rd of September. Listen to 20 meters when he will be using CW. See QRZ.com for details. Vincent, K6WK, is operating holiday style as FO/K6WK from two islands in French Polynesia. He is on Morea, IOTA number OC-046, from the 25th of September to the 1st of October, and then he is moving on to Rangiroa, IOTA number OC-066, where he will be operating from the 2nd to the 16th of October. He will be using single sideband, CW, FT8/FT4, on the HF bands and 6 meters. CQRZ.com.
Amateur radio newsline will continue in 20 seconds.
FT4 on the HF bands and 6 meters. CQRZ.com for QSL details. In our last story, we introduced a prominent figure in radio astronomy, the late Australian researcher Joe Pawsey. How big are his contributions? Well, as we hear from Graham Kemp, VK4BB, they're as big as the universe itself.
It took 15 years and the efforts of three authors on two continents to complete the project. But the fruits of their labour would likely have brought a smile to Australian radio astronomer Joe Pawsey. His biography has just been published. W.M. Goss, Claire Hooker and Ronald D. Eckers collaborated on the book, Joe Pawsey and the Founding of Australian Radio Astronomy. On Wednesday, the 27th of September, scientists at the National Radio Astronomy Observatory in New Mexico are preparing to celebrate the author's achievement, which maps the researcher's life and work and its relevance to radio astronomy today. The story tracks the researcher's earlier studies following the Second World War when Joe Pawsey was at the helm of Australia's first radio astronomy research group. He is credited with inspiring the creation of the radio astronomy group of the Radio Physics Laboratory at Australia's National Science Agency in Sydney. The book explains how his study of the interference between radio waves later paved the way for creation of the Very Large Array, antennas that create a single telescope spanning great distances. The book launch, like the book itself, has also spanned great distances. In July, the Pawsey Supercomputing Research Centre in Perth hosted the event in his native Australia, a nation whose profile he helped elevate in the world of science. As Ronald Eckers writes on the NRAO website, the book explains how an isolated continent with limited resources grew to be one of the international leaders in the study of radio astronomy and the design of instruments to do so. This is Graham Kemp, VK4BB.
For copies of the book, please see the link in the text version of this week's newscast on arnewsline.org. What's the one ham radio competition you can enter without turning your rig on? The Amateur Radio Newsline Haiku Challenge. In the spirit of fun and perhaps a little bit of literary adventure, we've been inviting listeners to channel their most creative selves and share the joy of ham radio in the form of a haiku. On our website, arnewsline.org, you will find a submission form. Use it to send it.
Amateur radio newsline will continue in 20 seconds.
Website, arnewsline.org, you will find a submission form. Use it to send in your most poetic offering that follows the traditional haiku form. First line is 5 syllables, second line is 7 syllables, and the finishing third line has another 5 syllables. We cannot accept any other formats. Our team will pick from the best submissions that follow the 575 syllable rule and represent the love of amateur radio. Your prize? For now, bragging rights. And a featured spot on the Haiku for Amateur Radio Newsline website. We may have a surprise for you at the end of the year, however, so visit our website at arnewsline.org and take a look at this week's winning ham radio haiku. If you have a piece of amateur radio news that you think Newsline would be interested in, send it on. Now, we're not talking about advertising your club's upcoming ham fest or field day participation, but something that is out of the ordinary. If so, send us a brief overview via the contact page at arnewsline.org. If it's newsworthy and we would like to cover it, we'll get back to you for more details. With thanks to Amateur Radio Daily, the ARRL, Bangor Daily News, the BBC, Bunkers on the Air, CBC, CQ Magazine, David Behar, K7DB, Facebook, 425DX News, iHeartRadio, Latvian Contest Group, the National Radio Astronomy Observatory, QRZ.com, Radio World, Robert Bragg, WY7AA, the Sedalia Democrat, shortwaveradio.de, Wireless Institute of Australia, and you, our listeners. That's all from the Amateur Radio Newsline. We remind our listeners that Amateur Radio Newsline is an all-volunteer, non-profit organization that does incur expenses for its continued operation. If you wish to support us, please visit our website at arnewsline.org and know that we appreciate you all. We also remind our listeners that if you like our newscast, please leave us a 5-star rating wherever you subscribe to us. For now, with Karen Eve Murray, KD2GUT at the news desk in New York, and our news team worldwide, I'm Paul Brown, WD9GCO in Valparaiso, Indiana, saying 73. As always, we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2023. All rights reserved.
This concludes Amateur Radio Newsline. The frequency is available for use. Temperature 58 degrees.
2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater.
Temperature 58 degrees.
This is the W2VL repeater. Good morning. The time is 5 o'clock a.m.
Good morning. The time is 5:01 a.m. Cloudy. Temperature 58 degrees.
W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater.
Good morning. The time is 6 a.m. Temperature 58 degrees.
W2VL repeater.
Good morning. The time is 7 a.m. Temperature 58 degrees.
KC2BZB, KC2BZB from KA2YHY.
W2VL repeater.
Temperature 59 degrees.
WB2ZRC.
WB2ZSE NY2H mobile.
Hello, Mr. Will.
WB2ZSE. Hello.
Hello, hello. So I am at the Channel 21 here. I was supposed to meet at 9. I just read an email. The guy's coming at 9:30. Mr. Shuck is going to come over and also press is going to stop by. They have an internet issue. And it's been tough getting access, but this guy's going to come today. So here we are.
Go. Well, I know all about it. Yeah, I'm just pulling my way into the office, and it looks like I'll be there in about another half hour. I'm at the fairgrounds now.
Yes, indeed. I know there's traffic coming in here. So, nice wet day today.
Drier than the other day. At least I see dry patches of roadway.
I understand you're putting a duplex to the work.
I'm sorry, say again.
The UHF duplexer?
Yeah, I spoke to Richie about that yesterday. And I need one to replace the one that I put in Iowa, so I'll take care of that this week sometime.
Yeah. All right. What else is going on?
Busy for radio check?
Not much. DZB. Has a familiar ring to it. Anyway, good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, I realize I've never really tested this new HT out. I make sure it's working before. I can't send it back. How's my audio?
Well, to me, comparatively speaking, it sounds low. But there could be a number of reasons for that. Which repeater are you on right now?
I'm on the Selden repeater.
Yeah, Lou, can you hear him on Selden? Because, shut up.
Hey, good morning, Joe. Steve, you're starting to break up. I'm on Glen Oaks right now. I could switch over.
Yeah, because he sounds a lot lower than you. And I don't know if it may be an audio gain control in his radio, or he may have to speak a little bit closer to the mic in this case.
All right, yeah, that might be it. I'm speaking closer to the mic now. Lou, how's my audio?
Yeah, he may have been switching just then. It sounds louder now to me, but let's see his thoughts when he gets back.
And apparently I couldn't hit the Selden machine from here.
Yeah, I mean, he
sounds all right on both of them.
Starting to do it right and then kind of like dropping the radio until it's a foot away from my mouth. So, how is this one now?
Yeah, you guys doubled. Come back, Joe and Steve. You can, I think he's getting closer to the mic, Steve. So, come back, Joe, and let Steve give you another report.
All right, this is KC2BZB, finally holding the HT where it should be, closer to my mouth. Over to you, Steve. Report, and then Lou, if you can give me a report. Steve?
Yeah, it's much improved over when you first came on, which is good because that will also keep the noise down if you're ever in a noisy environment.
Yeah, sounds good here too, Joe. And Y2H mobile.
Okay. Yeah, I had a little trouble checking into the net last night, although I was using the rubber ducky from upstairs. So then I thought to myself, I really haven't tested this radio out, you know, and you assume everything's working. But all right, I got to get back to work, but thanks a lot for the radio check. I'll listen out. Over to you, Steve. KC2BZB.
Okay, have fun working. WB2ZSE.
I got to run. Preston showed up. NY2H, mobile clear.
And tell him I said hi. WB2ZSE.
Temperature 58 degrees.